so busy today, I can hardly keep up. Well, good sir, I welcome you to my monster brothel, and I shall be your host for the evening. Is this your first time visiting? I see. So you visited a monster brothel before, but not my own? Well, I'm not so sure how to feel about that. I'm only teasing, sir. Where else you choose to go is your business, and it's not until you step through my doors that I seek to make your experience the most pleasurable possible. Now, if you'll follow me down this hall, I'll lead you to my altar of pleasure. Right, so if this isn't your first time visiting a non-human brothel, I take it you've had experience with monsters, yes? And you may already have a preference? Oh, well, we have just about any girl you can think of, succubi being our specialty, if I do say so myself. Although, as I'm sure you saw by my bustling to greet your arrival, we are quite busy today, so our choices are a bit limited compared to most days. Not to worry, though. We still have at least one of every girl available, I believe. Ah, right. But back to my question. So having had a little past experience, are there any type of girls you may have some preferences on? Succubi, yes. I'm glad to hear that. Any others? Oh, I see. So a succubus is the only kind of monster you've had experience with. Well, that's perfectly all right. As I said, there should be at least one girl available, if that is who you prefer. Oh, me? Oh, that is very flattering, sir, but I must politely decline. I've made it a policy to no longer court with my guests after a rather unexpected mishap that occurred the last time I did, so again, my deepest apologies. I know my wares are very alluring, but simply allow it to whet your appetite. Now here we are, my altar of pleasure, as I call it, where I keep my book of all the girls I currently have available. So let's see. Right to the succubus section, I assume? Well, we do have a few succubi available, but only a few. There's this girl here. She's quite shy in nature, at least until she gets warmed up. But it works so well, since she's more on the younger side, and it's deliciously alluring because of it. And very, very submissive. And then, well, here we have another. She's much more on the experienced side, and a bit older, usually my go-to when it comes to virgins or newcomers to the monster girl world. So perhaps she might be good for you? I could wholly recommend her, as she has more patience than an oak tree, with a temperament as warm and gentle as any mother. Ah, I see. Neither tickle your fancy? Well, unfortunately, they are the only two succubi I have available right now. I could show you what other types of monsters we have available if you'd like. Or you could come back another day and I could give you a token to have your next visits be free of charge. Though, either way, I'd hate to have you leave here unsatisfied, and I do sincerely apologize. You'd like to see what else there is? Of course. May I ask if there is a certain, temperament to the encounter that you're looking for? Say, for example, gentle and caring from start to finish, or perhaps a bit rougher. Dominant, if you will, from end to end. Well, if I had to choose a girl who would be among the most gentle and caring, it would be... it would be her. She's a ghost girl, very experienced, and having lived a rather sad past life, but makes up for it by showing genuine care and compassion to those who choose to lay with her. And having had so much past life experience, she's better than anyone when it comes to comfort those who are ailed by something. Well, believe it or not, there is actually much she can do despite being a ghost. For starters, she is able to maintain a semi-physical form, enough for her to take part in all the, physical activities a living girl could. But she is also able to do things that no living girl could do, monster or otherwise. And most of those who choose to see her do so for that reason. Oh? Interested? Well, to put it in simple terms, she is able to do as a ghost does and possess. Though unlike most possessions, she'll be able to do so while you are still conscious and in control. Think of it more as she's able to share your body. When she shares your body, she shares everything. Memories, emotions, sensations. So if you've ever wondered what it might feel like to, say, experience an orgasm as a female would, she's the only one who can bring that fantasy to reality. Though, I will caution you, an encounter with her is going to likely be more emotional than with any other girl. You will be sharing in her emotions, and she has very strong ones. But I still would recommend her above all others in what you said in terms of preference. It's just that it can be a bit more personal and emotional than what some guests are looking for. But all perfectly safe, I assure you. So, what do you think? Wonderful. I think you'll be very happy with her, and I think she will be with you as well. So, what I'll have you do now is... Oh, for pleasure's sake. Well, I won't be able to show you to your room now, unfortunately. But it should be easy to find. Room 312, just take those stairs right behind me. It'll be two floors up, and then just 12 doors down from your right. If you get lost, though, just come back down and wait for me here. If you find the door okay, however, then just head on in and get comfortable. And she'll either already be there waiting for you, or be there shortly to join you. Very good, sir. And apologies again for being so busy this night. But I do hope you have a delightful time. Hey there. Looking for room 312 by chance? Sorry. Did I startle you? I guess it would startle anyone to have a head pop through a door, wouldn't it? Yep, I'm going to be your ghost girl tonight. Room 312 has almost always been my room, and it looked like you were a little lost, but come on in. Come in. Can I take your jacket for you? Well, I don't know how much the mistress told you, but I do have the ability to affect materials in this world. Enough to help my guests with their jackets and many other things. So may I? I'll just leave it on the hook here. Why don't you have a seat on the bed and get comfortable? There's some fresh brewed tea on the nightstand if you'd like to help yourself. You're my first and only guest for this evening, so I just need to do a quick touch-up in the bathroom and change into something a bit more appropriate. So I'm assuming this is not your first time coming to the monster brothel, or at least this monster brothel. Even though you got a bit lost, you didn't seem all that surprised to see, well, a monster. Ah, I see. You've been to a different brothel then. Well, I'm glad you decided to try our place. The mistress has always been nice and kind to all the girls here, especially after she got marked by a customer 10 years ago. She's now her husband. You tried to proposition her to be your escort and she turned you down? Well, that is what being marked means. She can't share a bed with anyone, besides the one who did so. Otherwise, she likely would have taken you up on the offer. But, I hope I'll be an acceptable alternative. I promise I'll do my best to make your experience as pleasurable as possible. Oh, do you like my change of apparel? And yes, before you ask, they do make apparel for ghosts like myself to wear, woven from special threads. You can see through both it and myself. I hope the fact you can see through me doesn't detract from, well, enjoyment of what you see. I'm very glad to hear that. May I come float beside you? You know, I actually happen to think you're quite handsome. I'm serious. Don't think I'm just saying so because I'm your escort. Yes, as this is a brothel, our encounter is happening with money in mind. But it should be in the back of our minds, at least. All the girls have their reasons for being here. But all are here because they want to be. And that most definitely includes myself. I am here because I enjoy bringing pleasure and warmth to my guests in a way that only a ghost like myself can. And I'm excited at the opportunity to share it with you. Would you like to touch me? Here, we can start off simple and begin with my hand. It does feel different, doesn't it? A bit cool to the touch, but not clammy. See? I did tell you that you could touch me. Did my mistress happen to inform me as to how I'm able to interact with the material? Close. But it's not just possession, as there are different kinds. Full possession involves taking one's body from them. I only share your body. And on top of melting my own sensations with yours, which makes for a wonderful experience, I also get a bit of a recharge that allows me to continue to do things like hold your hand. And now that we have that hand holding out of the way, you think you might like to take things a little bit further? Maybe a kiss? Come here. So, the verdict on your first time kissing a ghost girl? Different? Different in a good way, I hope. I'm glad to hear that too. See? Even though my lips aren't as warm as a real girl, there's something addicting to the way they feel, isn't there? That just makes you want to go back for more. Here, why don't you lie back? And I'll just hover right over above you. And you can take your hands and be a bit bolder in exploring me. Going right for my chest? I guess I know what you prefer. Your hands are so warm. It's making my skin tingle. And yes, I can still feel sensations like tingling. Is it okay if I touch you too? Your chest? Oh, I'm loving how you feel. So warm, even through your shirt. Feels like you must work out. Mind if I help you take it off? Here we are. Very lovely. And yes, you may take off my gown. You don't need to pull off over my head. Just take hold of it and pull it through me. Just like that, yeah. Kinda cool, right? And then it just sort of floats around the room like someone dropped it into a swimming pool. Now I can get nice and close. My nipples get hard just like a real girl too. Nipples that you made hard. Just pressing myself against your chest like this is giving me goosebumps. You just feel so warm. It always turns me on when I get to be close to a warm body. Oh, and what's this? I think something in these pants of yours wants a bit of a cool touch treatment as well. Mind if I help you with them? Well, now, I gotta say, both during my time alive and my time not alive, That's got to be one of the nicest looking cocks I've ever seen. And already so excited too. So what if I just sorta take it in my hands, hmm? I saw that shiver. God, it feels almost hot to the touch. I'm kinda wondering if I should try and cool this down. What do you think? I think making you shiver like that is going to be my favorite thing about our time together. And oh, how I love how hot it feels against my tongue. Bet you never thought lukewarm could feel so good, huh? You want me to take the whole thing in my mouth? And also see something that you only could with a blowjob from a ghost girl? Pretty cool, right? No mystery at all. You can see everything happening to your cock inside my mouth, and exactly how my ghostly tongue looked. Now blowjobs from any other girls are going to be so boring. But, looking at how your cock has only gotten harder, I'm wondering if my mouth only did the opposite in getting this thing cooled off. Maybe we should try another approach. What do you think? Because if I'm being honest, getting a taste of you has done anything but calm me down too. And if I flip myself up and spread my legs, you can see just how worked up this warm body and hot cock of yours had gotten me. I'm so glad you're as eager to go as I am. No need to worry about protection. Another great thing about being with me is I can never catch anything or get pregnant. Though I suppose the not getting pregnant thing could be seen as a negative. Before we do though, I just want to remind you that the experience of doing it with me is going to be different than anyone else. Sex is an experience people share, and we're going to be sharing it in a very raw way. Things will start off familiar, but the longer we go, the more I'm going to meld with you, with your life force. That is the partial possession. I just wanted to double check that you were okay with it. And I promise that when it's over, aside from maybe feeling a bit more tired than usual, you'll be perfectly alright. Okay. I'm honored that you're willing to share this experience with me. Because for some, it's just too intimate for their tastes. So, you just keep laying there. I'm going to spread my legs and hover just over you. And once we start to melt, just breathe. Let whatever you feel happen. I'll be with you every step of the way. Okay? Okay, so down. Down I go. Oh, you feel so hot. It's making my belly tingle. Okay, I'm going to start floating up and down. Even though I don't need to, I'm going to brace my hands on your chest. So good. Oh, you feel so good and so big. You make me feel alive all over again. How does it feel? Good? Good, yeah. I know it feels a bit different since you can't actually feel my wetness. Oh, but you can still feel me. Feel me clenching on you. Oh, because I just can't help it. Oh, fuck. I'm going to spread my legs a bit wider. Open up my pelvic floor a bit more so that I can really... Oh, get you nice and deep. Oh, God, this feels so fucking good. And if you look, you can still see everything that's happening. See as you get all the way inside to the very back. Oh, it's just how I like it. Oh, you're covered in goosebumps. It's so cute and flattering. Fuck. Okay, I'm going to start melding with you, okay? Because I'm already getting close, crazy as it sounds. And I need to have my life force intertwined with yours when you come. When we come, in order to strengthen it. So here, take my hands. Don't worry, I won't stop. Just like that, yeah. I'm going to lean down and kiss you. And I want you to close your eyes and keep them closed until it's over, okay? And don't forget, when we melt, it won't be about you or me. It's all about us. Try to just feel us. So, oh God, I'm so close. Here we go. And settled. Oh, it's so warm in here. I'll try not to moan too loud since I'm literally inside of you, but see? Doesn't this feel wonderful? Oh, this just feels so good. This just feels like you're spreading my pussy. It feels like you're spreading me, just all of me and all of you. I know it feels intense, but just keep breathing. Don't forget to keep focusing on what you're feeling. Feel our energies wrapping around each other. Warm, hot, pulsating, growing. Just raw fucking pleasure in there growing. Because I'm about to come. We're about to come. There's no more of you. No more of me. There is only us together. So keep hold of me, embrace my spirit, and I'll keep myself latched onto yours. God, it's where we're going to come. We're coming. So wonderful. Oh, I felt so good. Okay. I'm going to move out of you. I've shared more than enough of your energy. So I'll... No? You want me to stay? Oh. Alright. I'll stay. If that's what you want. I'll at least control my energy next to yours, so you won't lose track of who's who. Also, you can open your eyes now. So what did you think?
I told you, it was intense. You just got to experience both your own orgasm and the full body orgasm of the girl at the same time. Look at all that cum all over your chest. If anyone were watching, you don't look like you just had a hands-free orgasm. They would be so jealous. You do feel so warm though. Like I stepped out of a cold room and into a hot tub. Thank you for sharing your energy with me. And your body. That'll give me enough energy to keep going for months. Ah, I see. Well, I'm a part of you, so I just saw that question flash through your mind. But I guess we've entwined enough that you can't read mine, though. But to answer your question that you were too modest to ask, I don't really have a reason why I haven't moved on yet. Except that I'm just not ready to. Most guys or girls come to this brothel for their own reasons. Looking for a quick lay. Some even come here just to cuddle. There's some people who come to me are looking for something even more than that. This world has turned into such a lonely place. Many guys like you who I've met haven't even gotten a simple hug in months. Sometimes years. So, the idea that they could not only be with a girl who could do all of that, but also, well, basically give their soul a hug. Yeah, that's why I refuse to move on. There's a lot of cold and lonely people out there who need someone. Someone to provide that special comfort that only someone like me can. To have someone cuddle up against their soul, share in their energy, and remind them that they aren't alone. I know that is why you came to see me, even if you didn't openly say so. You all originally wanted a succubus, in the hopes that they would sort of numb all your senses and feelings. Including your lonely ones. There are no secrets while you and I are together like this. And that's okay. You don't need to admit anything or say how you feel. Because I can feel it. I can't share your body forever. Though, we can stay like this all night, if you want. I'd like that too. And don't worry about the money. I'll take care of that. I will say, though, I can't remember the last time I shared the space of another man's soul and felt so at home. You may not be able to read my mind, but I can't be anything but honest with you. So I'll also add that I hope you'll come back and visit me again. Maybe we could even spend some time together when I'm not on the clock at all. I don't know. To be honest, I'm a bit flustered. I've never felt this synchronized before. Almost kind of turns me off to the idea of doing it with anyone else from now on. Crazy as that sounds. Crazy. But honest. Well, anyways, I can feel how tired you are. So, why don't you get some rest? We'll have plenty of time to figure it out and think about it later, and I'll still be with you when you wake up. Here, raise your wrist to your face. That's the best kiss I can give you until I'm out of your body. But thank you again for sharing yourself with me. Your body, your mind, your soul. It's all beautiful and warm. even if you feel lonely. Never forget the warmth you have and how it can warm others. Like me. Sleep tight, my human hot tub.